You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Kevin and Brad from Tacoma are. Kevin and Brad, are you guys there?
We are.
The tag team is ready, Steve.
Hey, well, I want a little backstory. Kevin and Brad, are you co-workers, friends? What's going on? Why are you in a car together right now?
We are all of the above. We are friends that live across the street from each other and work together.
Oh, that's awesome.
They are the dream team, Steve.
All right.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, buddy.
Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing at home, Kevin and Brad have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What color are Daffy Duck's feathers?
Black.
Yes. How many years were Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee married?
3.
Yes, 3. What farm animal has been called the poor man's cow? No.
Goat.
Yes. The world's first photograph was taken in which Western European country?
Can you repeat the question?
The world's first photograph was taken in which Western European country?
France.
What's that?
France.
Yes. What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
Carbon dioxide.
Correct. Which sitcom's finale drew 80 million viewers in 1993?
Scared.
Yes. What is the more common name for your patella?
Kneecap.
Yes. Which Seattle Mariner had their number retired over the weekend?
Ichiro.
Correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, my dudes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Steve is in trouble.
I love it.
Danny loves it.
Brad. Only one of them.
Well, did you say Brad only knew one of those?
Brad got one of those answers.
Oh, wow.
Kevin is the muscle. Okay. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What color are Daffy Duck's feathers?
They're white?
No.
They're blue?
No.
They're yellow?
No. How many years were Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee married?
3?
Yes. What farm animal has been called the poor man's cow?
What farm animal? A sheep?
No.
Goat.
Correct. The world's first photograph was taken in which Western European country?
Italy.
No.
Germany.
No.
France.
Yes. Nice. What gas makes up 96% of the atmosphere on Venus?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
No.
Methane?
No.
Butane.
No. Which sitcom's finale drew 80 million viewers in 1993?
Seinfeld.
No.
1993. Cheers.
Yes. What is the more common name for your patella?
Your knee.
Yes. Which Seattle Mariner had their number retired over the weekend?
Oh, that's Ichiro Suzuki.
It sure is. The Pythagorean theorem concerns what shape?
Circles.
No.
Squares.
No.
Triangles.
Yes. In what city did American colonists dump tea into the harbor?
Boston.
Yes. Steve Miggs. With that, you scored 8, and that is a tie. 8-8. Next time, Kevin and Brad, you guys will take this man down.
Next time.
Now, if you remove Brad's help, I won the game.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess you could argue that in a court of law, Steve. Congratulations Fine. On your victory.
I don't know. I could go to the authorities about beat Migs.
Also,
cool.
I think you might have been picturing Donald Duck. We were talking about Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
Daffy's, oh, his feathers are black.
They are. And then,
oh, okay, now I know why Danny was so annoyed with me. Yeah.
96% of the atmosphere on Venus is made of carbon dioxide. But I like that you always go with the tried and true methane every time.
I always will.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a rad new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message. We get these messages every day, and some are quite interesting, Steve.
Somebody's got a bone to pick with you, Taryn Daly, about your taste in music.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It is so very easy to leave us a voice message whenever you'd like. You open up your Odyssey app, and then look for that microphone icon. Leave us a voice message. Steve, what's it looking like today?
Next, we got our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
This station kicks ass.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll take that.
This station kicks ass.
We're going to take all the credit for that. Thank you.
What's that sound afterwards? Sounds like he's hanging out with some frogs.
Yeah.
All right, let's take out one that's maybe a little bit longer than that one. Let's go with this one right here.
Taryn, I was just listening, and you said that guy's voice is saying, "We are young." His voice is so annoying, but yet you like Geddy Lee, who sounds like a nasally woman. I mean, that's your only flaw, as far as I can tell, is you like Rush. I mean, that guy sounds 100,000 times better than Geddy Lee.
Take that back!
Oh, the face that you just made. I still dig this song. All right, let's play a game.
No.
Danny, would you rather listen to this voice? Or would you rather
Don't
listen
you
to this voice? Let's go back to the other one to see. All right, okay, let's check out the other one again. No. Okay, you ready?
I didn't check it out. I just want to listen to it.
Yes. It is funny how you compared Geddy Lee to having like a women's voice. So I found a few other bands that there's no science to this. I didn't find it from like Loudwire or American Songwriter or any of those websites that sometimes puts together these really fun articles about bands and their songs. But I found some bands that I thought of instantly that their lead singer has been mistaken for being a female.
Ooh.
So I'll see if you guys can figure out which ones I've got here. Okay.
Right.
So of course that Rush one, I think it's a good one. I think there are some people because of how high his voice is. They think that.
I mean, there's a good chunk of notes I can't hit.
All right. How about this one?
Oh, Coheed.
Coheed and Cambria.
That's the first one that I think of every single time this, like, we talk about this kind of thing.
Which I feel like this is this generation's Rush.
Sure.
I think you just insulted her.
What? They're both good bands.
Rush is this generation's Rush too, Steve.
I'd rather listen to Coheed and Cambria,
oh my
personally.
Gosh.
What about you, Danny?
Oh, yeah. Coheed.
He's got very Geddy Lee-like vocals.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but
you just don't want to hear it.
I can't get into Coheed. I never have been able to.
All right, this one's going back to for the Gen Xers.
Killer in me is a killer in you.
Billy
Corgan.
See, I never thought he sounded like a female necessarily. I just always was like, man, he needs to like blow his nose or something.
Some people feel like he's very nasally.
Yeah.
And I feel like on Siamese Dream and on Gish, his voice is freaking awesome. And then I think a melancholy and everything after, it almost like he became a parody of his own voice. Like he was trying to sound like Billy Corgan. And I'm like, dude, you are Billy Corgan. You don't have to try and sound like Billy Corgan.
You can do less.
All right, then there's this one also, which I think might be my favorite, of an artist where people originally thought it was a female singing.
He lives on my block, and he drives a Nyra.
Wait, it's not?
You don't know? Are you joking?
I am not joking.
You think this is a female?
Yes.
No, this is a dude.
You didn't know? What?
Are you messing with me?
This is a dude.
Karen. I always thought it was a girl.
Oh my god. We jam out to this song everywhere we go, and you did. You thought this was?
No,
she's googling it right now.
Like we're lying to you.
Oh my god.
Like this is like. For real, this is your first time realizing that that's a dude?
I thought she was very excited that this hot chick wanted to hook up with her.
No, is the part at the end where, like, you know, you do, oh my god, is that a female, though? Right, this part. Is that him, too?
I think that's still him, to be
it's
honest.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
I was today years old. His name is Brendan Brown?
Oh my god. You're acting like we don't know this, Taryn.
I love how she's like, I don't believe you guys. Let me go to Google.
I thought you were planning to mess with me.
No. But it's funny. I remember when I was like, I think I was working at the end when this song might have started like getting some traction, if I remember correctly. And there were many people who thought it was a female fronted band, including myself, until I saw the video.
I just hope there were other people that learned this information today like I did.
Oh, I'm sure there's at least three people.
And they're all Rush fans.
Taryn Daly, dudes rock.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we shared that after a couple of years of not eating meat, Steve went with us to a barbecue place in Texas.
And I put all the meat in my mouth, baby.
So we were very curious how your wife took all this information. So yesterday, you were going to break the news to her and record your confession.
And I did that.
We're going to hear her reaction at 7:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday, we shared something wild on this show. That after a couple of years of not eating meat, being a plant-based weirdo,
yes,
our guy Steve Miggs ate barbecue at Terry Black's while in Texas.
I sure as hell did.
And this is that moment.
Are we ready? Okay. For the first time.
Oh my god.
What should I do? Brisket or ribs first?
Brisket.
That's a lot of meat right there. Oh my god. This is like melt in your mouth. Amazing.
It's insane, right?
It's so good. All right, now rib?
Yeah, now do the rib. Oh, I wonder how many vegans have come to Terry Black's to break their veganism.
Well, he told me. Oh my God, you're giving me sausage now.
She's giving you sausage because usually it goes the other way.
That is very true.
Jalapeno cheddar sausage, eat it, put it in your mouth.
Wow, that's aggressive. Yeah, he said there's vegetarians that come here
and it's like the one time that they eat meat.
And you're the guy.
I am the guy. It is really good.
You like it? You're happy?
Yeah. I mean, this beats Brussels sprouts.
Oh my God. All day.
All day and all night. That brisket has been living rent-free in my head since we went there.
Well, then of course, the big question that I think many people have, no one more than me, is how your wife was going to feel about all of this information.
Right. So I got home too late on Sunday night. So I was like, oh, I didn't have a chance to chat with her. So when I went home yesterday, I made it a point to sit down and confess my meat sins. How do you think she reacted?
Not mad, just disappointed.
Is that what you think? So you think she was disappointed in me?
Disappointed.
All right, Danny, what do you think?
I think it's going to be disbelief. She's going to be like, no, you didn't.
Okay. So are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
Here we go. Hey, hon.
What?
I have a confession to make.
This is always a great way to start a conversation after you've been gone for a weekend. That's what I was like, what are you about to tell this woman?
No warning. I just go, I have a confession to make. And you know, that look is like, so it can only go up from there.
Her brain could be going in a million different directions.
Yes. All right, here we are. I have a confession to make. I ate meat.
You're disgusting.
She's like, yeah.
Ew.
Why?
We went to Terry Black's barbecue. And I didn't want to be that guy that's like, oh, I won't go because there's nothing there. But there was nothing there for me. And then I had to try their brisket.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
She's like, describe it to me.
Tell me more about that meat that went in your mouth, babe.
Okay.
Like, is your wife going to be mad? I'm like, no, she's not going to care.
I would have just ate nothing.
That's the difference between her and I.
Can't go hungry in Texas.
I don't go to a restaurant and eat nothing.
No.
Well, you don't have the appetite that I have. A piece of brisket and a rib.
Oh, wow.
It's very good. Highly recommend it. Yeah, she didn't care.
I love that.
She's like, whatever. I've always said that. People are like, oh, you're not eating meat because your wife made you. I'm like, no, she was actually more surprised than anybody else that I decided to stop eating meat when I did. I just did it just to see how my health would improve.
So do you think now once a year maybe you break your...
Once a month now. Let's go, T-Dog.
I'm just now sad that you didn't get the beef rib. There's one that I got, which is essentially a dinosaur bone, because then you could have showed her the picture and you've been like, this is how much I ate.
That would have been so savage. I'll be honest. Like, there was a part of me that almost looked at you, Danny, and said when we were, before we ate dinner, like right, I think one of the last days we were there, and I was like, you want to go back to Terry Black's? Because there was one of the guys that was just said, I think it was our buddy, I can't remember which guy it was, but one of our buddies was like, oh, I went to everywhere but Terry Black's, and nobody wants to go because everyone already went to Terry Black's. I'm like, I'll go with you, man. I had a good time there.
You get more of that marshmallow. What did he call it?
Oh, Texas marshmallow.
Texas
and that was
marshmallow.
The brisket. Honestly, if you go to Austin, Texas, and you go to Terry Black's, definitely get the brisket or get the giant rib of meat that Danny got for $70.
Oh, it's so good. Can we just go back right now?
Yes.
Let's make it happen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, based on Steve having to admit something stupid that he did to his wife, what about you? 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever had to admit something major to your partner? Maybe something silly?
Or have you?
Yes. Has your partner ever had to make a ridiculous confession to you? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Rob Zombie. Have you ever had to admit something stupid to your partner? Or has your partner had to make a ridiculous confession to you? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Tim from Tacoma, have you ever had to make a ridiculous confession to your partner?
Actually, no.
Okay.
My question to Migsy Migs is, so I'm a senior citizen. I'm 156 years old.
Yeah.
And if I eat a certain way for a while, and then all of a sudden I stray, it's over. The toilet's broken, everything. It's over.
So you're wondering how my stomach was.
How the heck did you pull it off?
Well, it's funny you brought that up because we were dead. This was like the whole thing about like, okay, we're going to Terry Black's. We're going to eat barbecue. I'm having meat for the first time in several years. Even our radio friend Nina, she had to bring this up while we were about ready to enjoy the food. We're here with our friend Nina. What do you think?
Dude, your butthole is going to blow out today.
guy.
So that was like the talk of the entire conference, I felt like, that night when everyone found out that I had meat at Terry Black's. And I'll be honest, dude, I was a little nervous, but I wasn't super nervous because I only had a couple pieces of brisket and a little bit of a pork rib and one bite of a sausage. I'm like, I think my stomach's going to be okay, and it totally was.
Wow. You must have a really good plumbing system, that's for sure.
Nothing but the best. I have my insides worked on by Pinky's Plumbing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Best.
Yes. They do a fantastic job. Things don't get stinky anymore.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever had to admit something ridiculous to your partner? Or has your partner ever had to make a stupid confession to you?
I'm looking at the text line, and we've had a couple of good text messages. One person said, I had to confess to my husband that I accidentally bought a puppy. He was like, what accident costs $600 and comes with toys?
Oh, I mean, as someone who's brought home many animals that I was not authorized to bring home, I feel that on a deep level.
So, okay, what about you?
Oh, I mean, there's been a few, but usually it's when I've ordered something when I'm intoxicated, when I'm under the influence of alcohol, and then I have to, like, tell him the next day, like, hey, by the way, there's an inflatable hot tub coming, or hey, by the way, I got us a Sleep Number bed. Like, it's usually those confessions.
I had to make a couple, because of our radio convention, I just realized it, or a couple of purchases that I had to, I wasn't, like, hiding, but I didn't, like, contact her to let her know that I was dropping a few hundred dollars on alcohol through Uber Eats, because she's like, because she checks our account to make sure nobody hacks it, because she's obsessed with that, and I understand, like, a couple times it's happened, so she's very worried about that happening, so every day or every couple of days, she's looking through to make sure our purchases are all on the up and up, and so she's like, did you use Uber Eats? Because I never use Uber Eats. And I'm like, yeah, a couple times. She's like, well, what for? Like, what did you need to order food for? And I was like, no, those are just bottles of vodka.
It wasn't Terry Block's barbecue.
And then the other one was, why did you make 10 $4 purchases at a bar?
For the Ducks.
It was because we were playing the claw machine, and it took Apple Pay, and I kept doing it, thinking it was $1 a pop, not realizing it was $4 a pop. So what I thought was going to just be $10 of purchases was actually $40 of purchases.
That is a slippery slope when you can do it on Apple Pay.
Someone said, I had to recently confess to my wife that I wasn't working late. I was just sitting in my car outside of Taco Bell eating in silence for about an hour. We have a 3-year-old, and I just needed a break.
Oh, I think a lot of parents can relate to that. Sometimes you just need a couple more minutes before you go in the house.
I've had to confess because I thought, she's like, were you listening to like a podcast in the garage? Because sometimes I've done that where I'm like still listening to something and I don't want to get out of my car until I hear like resolution or get to the end of whatever it is. And one time I was like, no, I just wasn't ready to come in the house. I heard Tatum screaming and yelling and the dogs barking and I just wasn't ready for that yet.
Just out there doing deep breathing exercises. Yeah.
What about you, Danny? Have you ever had to make a confession or had a confession made to you that was just ridiculous?
I mean, I think the thing it wasn't ridiculous in my mind. I was like, oh, we've never really, like when Lynn and I first started dating, I was like, oh, we really haven't talked about the strip club yet. And I ended up going with a bunch of friends at one of our radio conventions to a strip club. And it was like, oh man, I don't know what to. So I came home and I was like, head held low and just need to make a confession. I went to the strip club. She's like, why haven't you taken me to the strip club? And I was like, oh, you're cool with it? She's like, yeah, just tell me and let's go.
I'm picturing the scene like in the Simpsons scene where like Homer walks into the bar and walks right back out, but that's you walk into the bar, you walk into the house, you grab Linda, and you just go right back out, but you go straight to a strip club.
Exactly.
And then Linda asked Danny to marry him.
Right?
So he just texts in, this was recent. My wife admitted that she spent $80 on TikTok shop because she was obsessed with Swedish candy. Thanks, ADHD and TikTok.
What Swedish candy is there besides Swedish fish? Is there a whole, like, kind of candy from Sweden that I don't even know about?
I think you just kind of have to, like, you know, pull up TikTok. Oh, somebody wants a replay of the confession to my wife. So without further ado, here's that moment. Hey, hon.
What?
I have a confession to make. I ate meat.
Why?
We went to Terry Black's barbecue, and I didn't want to be that guy. It's like, oh, I won't go because there's nothing there, but there was nothing there for me, and then I had to try their brisket.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
Okay.
And I go, is your wife going to be mad? I'm like, no, she's not going to care.
I would have just ate nothing.
Well, you don't have the appetite that I have. I had a piece of brisket and a rib.
Oh, wow.
It's very good.
Highly recommend it.
Oh, I forgot to tell her I had sausage as well. Hey. Today, I'll let her know that part, too.
We'll have her revealed tomorrow at this time.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Meat Eater Steve? He is currently 261 wins, 83 losses, and 67 ties in 2025. If you think you can beat Migs, call 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 540. We gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. And we will play that game at 750.
Beat Meaty Migs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.